Hello, and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this episode, we're going to be talking about how your days are only as bright as your personality. And that sounds like a bit of a cliche phrase. Maybe I got it from a meme. I don't remember anymore. But I like the idea that your days are only as bright as your personality. It puts you in the driver's seat. It's designed to get you thinking of how much in control you are over your life. And I like to think that while we are not in control over a lot of things in our life, and we're in less control over a lot of things in our life now than we used to be, but we are in control about our attitude about it. And that doesn't mean I want us going full Pollyanna and, oh, we're grateful for everything that could possibly happen. No, we need to look at things that are both good and bad in any sort of system and society. You know, I had, we got instructions today to not minister to other members of our congregation in our own neighborhood because it may violate the order of the governor of the state of Idaho. Wow. I mean, like, I already wasn't going over there to their house, you know, to like do a whole lot, but we would, for those people who wanted it, be able to provide what we call in our church the sacrament, right, to those members, right? So it's very similar in the Catholic Church. It would be communion. And because we have a lay clergy, we have lots of members who can provide this service. And we've been coordinating and providing this service for families that had requested it and needed it and wanted it. And today we were told to stop doing that. And that was really hard for me to deal with, because your right to freely assemble is enshrined in the Constitution, yes, but it actually comes not from the Constitution. Your rights don't come from your government. They come from who you are as a person, from being endowed by your Creator with these inalienable rights, these rights that are part of your birthright, to be able to make choices and be able to express your conscience. And no governor of a state like the state of Idaho can get in the way of that under any circumstances. It is not within their ability to get in the way of peaceable assembly or the free exercise of religion. Now, that being said, the leaders in our church decided that, you know, it would be best if we followed the governor's instructions to not provide that service. And now I have a couple of scenarios of what might happen. What might happen is the governor, who may or may not be as familiar with our church and the service that we provide, when members of our church in the leadership role go back and explain to him that we would like permission to continue the service we are providing, that he'll learn a little bit more about our church and probably be more sympathetic to the service that we provide. And that maybe, that can lead to a relationship in the future where we can provide more for more people. And so I hope that's the case. But my initial reaction to that news was, grrr. I was very frustrated by it. And, you know, that's one of the things that I think will happen to all of us at different stages and in different reasons during the course of our weeks and months and years ahead. We're going to get news that on the surface is very frustrating to deal with or very hard to absorb. But there's probably a reason behind it. We need to remember that there is a God and He has a plan. And in order to earn our place in heaven, we have to be challenged. And what we're dealing with now is our challenges that allow us to be there. Now, we can't control all of those challenges when they come. We can volunteer for some of them. I mean, I volunteered to join the Army umpteen years ago, right? And I volunteered for one of my deployments. My wife was not happy with that one, right? But, you can volunteer to do hard things sometimes as part of your challenge, but you don't get to volunteer for all the challenges you'll face. We're facing a challenge right now. We're not alone in doing it. And there's a lot of comfort in not being alone in dealing with this challenge. And while I may not be in control of what this challenge looks like or how it impacts lots of people in the area or how it even impacts me in some ways, I can choose my personality about it, my attitude about it. I'm in charge of that. I'm not perfect. Oh, I have my grouchy moments. I just shared one with you. But I know that my days are only going to be as bright as my personality. And for that, I mean, that's a pretty powerful thing. And again, I don't know if I caught it off a meme, but it's important enough for me to share it with you. Your days are only going to be as bright as your personality. So what personality are you choosing to have, right? How does that look? And Well, you know how this always ends on each of these episodes. I say something pretty simple like, hey, glad to have you here. If you liked it, share it with somebody else that you know. And if you want to subscribe, head on over to Parking Thought. And then finally, with regards to your attitude, I always challenge the audience to remember in a world where you can literally choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?